Amén y amén. Denme un momentito para que el hermano Víctor pueda tomar un traguito de agua. I'm just going to take a little drink of water here. It has been a busy day. Ha sido un día muy ocupado este día. Muchas cosas grandes que está pasando. Y no les voy a mentir, yo estoy parqueado enfrente de la casa de Antoine. I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm actually parked right in front of the Antoine's home. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But people have been bringing all kinds of good things to the Antoine's home. Mucha gente de la iglesia está trayendo muchas cosas a la casa de Antoine. Están trayendo comida y cosas, necesidades para sus hijos, almohadas y cobijas. There's a lot of people that have been bringing food items and other supplies and utensils and pillows and blankets to him and to his five children. Just a lot of great things that are taking place. And I'm going to get into that in just a little while. Voy a hablar de eso un ratito. Pero me encontraron aquí ahorita. Yo sé que hoy este día, hermana Teresa y hermana Cindy trajeron cosas. Y el esposo de Teresa, Chris, también vino. I know that today, Sister Teresa and Sister Cindy came and brought some goodies today. And also, when Sister Teresa came earlier today, I met them here. She brought her husband, Chris. Chris came with her and delivered all kinds of great things to the Antoine's home today. And what a ministry that is developing here in this situation. Un ministerio ya está naciendo de esta situación que está ocurriendo con este visitante de Antoine. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Me estoy adelantando. Vamos a hablar de esto en un ratito. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But what I want to begin by talking about, everyone, is this. Lo que quiero empezar a hablar es esto. Y voy a empezar por leer una escritura. We're going to begin by reading a scripture that is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm sorry, verse chapter 12 and verse 15. Una escritura que se encuentra en el segundo libro de Corintios, capítulo 12 y versículo 15. Let's read that together. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and open it up. We're not going to do a big Bible study by no means tonight. No vamos a hacer un estudio bíblico extensivo esta noche, pero sí quiero leer algo. We want to read something here, and it's going to set the tone for what we're going to be talking about tonight. Nos va a dar una entrada de lo que vamos a estar hablando esta noche. Y dice de esta forma, y lee de esta forma. Versículo 15 de 2 de Corintios, capítulo 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 15, and it reads this way. Y yo con el mayor placer gastaré lo mío. Think about that. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Una vez más. Y yo con el mayor placer gastaré lo mío. Piense lo que está diciendo el apóstol Pablo. The apostle Paul is stating here very clearly, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. I think I can just stop right there for a moment. Think about what the apostle Paul is saying. He's going to be spent for the church. He's going to be spent for all the new people that the Lord has brought into the church. El apóstol Pablo está diciendo que él con mayor placer se gastará. ¿Sí? Yo me voy a gastar por ustedes, por la iglesia. Por la iglesia y por toda la gente que el Señor está trayendo a la iglesia. Pero el enfoque aquí, hermanos, es su actitud. But the focus here, everybody, is his attitude. I will gladly be spent. Con mayor placer, yo me voy a gastar para ustedes. Y aún yo mismo me gastaré del todo por amor de vuestras almas. Look at what he's saying here. Though the more abundantly I love you, the Apostle Paul is saying, the less I beloved. Whoa, this is something else here. Let's read it one more time en el español primero. Y yo con el mayor placer gastaré lo mío y aún yo mismo me gastaré del todo por amor de vuestras almas, aunque amándoos más sea amado menos. Verse 15. And I will very gladly be spent, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. What are we reading here? The Apostle Paul is saying, I'm willing to give myself. I'm willing to sacrifice myself. Yo estoy disponible de sacrificar a mí mismo y dar de mí mismo a ustedes, aunque yo no sea tan amado. Even though I be less loved. What an interesting end to this verse. Even though I less be loved, or I be less loved, I'm willing to love more. I'm willing to give more. Yo estoy disponible de dar más a ustedes, dar más de mi persona, más de mi tiempo, dar más de mis fuerzas a ustedes. ¿A quién? Who is he talking about? The church. You and I. La iglesia, especialmente en ese tiempo cuando él, el Señor, entró, le dio entrada al apóstol Pablo a la iglesia que estaba siendo perseguida. Recuérdense, antes que el Señor trajo al apóstol Pablo, ¿qué es lo que estaba haciendo el apóstol Pablo? Remember one thing. What is it that the apostle Paul was doing before the Lord saved him? As Saul, he was persecuting the church. He was killing the church, quite literally. Él estaba persiguiendo la iglesia del Señor Jesucristo. Literalmente estaba destruyendo y matando a la iglesia del Señor Jesucristo. He was literally persecuting and destroying and killing the church, the new church, the newly formed church at that time. But when the Lord converted him, pero cuando el Señor lo convirtió, él fue al otro extremo. Ahora yo voy a dar de mí mismo a ustedes. Now, after the Lord converted him and rescued him, the Apostle Paul now is doing the very opposite. He is now giving, sacrificing of himself. And remember, many of these letters that he wrote while he was in prison. Acuérdense, el apóstol Pablo, muchas de estas cartas que él estaba escribiendo a las iglesias, lo estaba escribiendo desde una cárcel, de la prisión, while he was incarcerated in a prison. That's where he was writing many of his letters. Right now, as I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about a passage where he writes, I am an ambassador in bonds. Soy embajador en cadenas. Eso, yo soy su sirviente mientras que estoy encadenado en esta prisión. What he's saying is that I am your servant while I am in bonds, while I am bound in chains in this prison for you. What a love. Think about it. Piensen en el amor que el Señor Jesucristo puso en un Pablo de dar de él mismo para esta iglesia. This is the kind of love that the Lord Jesus placed in an apostle Paul to give to the church. Oh, this is true love, everybody. Este es un yarabashatai. Este es un amor verdadero que el Señor Jesucristo puso en un apóstol Pablo. This is the true, genuine love of God that the apostle Paul, that the Lord put into an apostle Paul, and he is now giving it and showing it and conveying it to the church, to the saints. Él está enseñando este amor a la iglesia y a los santos. Boy, I didn't plan on spending that much time talking about this tonight. Yo no tenía planes de gastar tanto tiempo, invertir tanto tiempo en hablar de este tema. Pero hermanos, hay que recibir este amor nosotros mismos. But let's us get a hold of this love. And a matter of fact, this is kind of piggybacking on one of the last devotions we were talking about. The love of God. The unfeigned love of the brethren. De esto estamos hablando hace unos días, hermanos. El amor puro de Dios. Y el amor puro que debíamos de tener entre la hermandad de un hermano al otro. And that's exactly what we're talking about here tonight. Estamos hablando de este amor. But now, let's go ahead and switch gears a little bit. Vamos a cambiar de tema un poquito aquí. Y quiero hablarles lo que pasó este día. I want to talk to you about what happened this day regarding being spent. en referencia de la escritura que acabamos de leer ahorita. And again, as I am doing this tonight, everyone, mientras que yo estoy hablando de estas cosas, hermanos, si quieren mandar un texto, if anybody wants to send a text message in reference to what we're talking about, or a testimony, or anything that's taking place with you this week, please feel free to go ahead and send in a text. Si quieren mandar un texto y hablar de lo que está pasando en sus vidas, un testimonio referente que estamos hablando, o algo más que está pasando en sus vidas, por favor, mándenme un texto y yo se los leo a todo el grupo. And I will go ahead and read it to the rest of the group. As a matter of fact, let's see. Okay, no, we're good right now. Estamos bien ahorita. Vamos a seguir leyendo lo que estamos hablando ahorita. So, this morning, it was about 5:45 a.m. when I woke up this morning. Era como los 5:45 de la mañana que yo me desperté esta mañana porque tuve una cita. I had an appointment this morning with someone that I'm working with, alguien que estoy trabajando. Ellos querían juntarme conmigo a las 7 de la mañana allá por el cerrito de Claremont. They wanted to meet with me there at the foothills of Claremont for an appointment. Por una cita que tuvimos en los cerros de Claremont. Y antes de juntarme, before meeting with him, I needed to have another very important appointment. Yo tuve una cita más importante, and that was prayer. I had to get to the house of God to pray before I went to my next appointment. Yo tuve que entrar por una cita más importante en la iglesia, y esa fue la oración. And I'm not saying this to pump Brother Vic up or to pat myself on the back. No estoy diciendo esto para glorificar a hermano Victor de ninguna manera. But I just want to impress upon someone, pero sí quiero poner esto sobre alguien, que la importancia de la oración, the importance of prayer. Pastor Clark has talked about it. In the morning, the first thing that you do before you do anything, go into prayer. El Pastor Clark nos dijo recientemente, la primera cosa que debíamos de hacer antes de nada en la mañana es la oración. He even said, even if you get on your knees when you get out of bed for 5 minutes, just start your day with prayer. El Pastor Clark dijo que aunque usted se levante de la cama y aunque nomás se ponga de rodillas por unos 5 minutos, pero póngase a orar antes que usted empiece su día. But please, whatever you do, get into prayer for a few minutes before you start your day. And look what has happened as a result. Miren el resultado que ha ocurrido por lo que está pasando, hermanos. Ya ven lo que está pasando en el libro de la oración. You see what's happening to the prayer book. It is full and getting full more and more each day. Se está llenando más y más con la gente que está llegando a orar en la iglesia más seguido. It's happening more regularly, more consistently. But let me get back on track. Déjeme regresar a la tema. Después de orar en la mañana, esta mañana tempranito, and after I got to church to pray for a little while this morning, I went out to my next appointment. Yo fui a mi siguiente cita, and that was at the foothills of the Claremont Hills. Ese fue ahí por los cerritos de Claremont, because I needed to meet someone who wanted me to meet them there, because they wanted to go on a hike, everybody. Esta persona que quería que yo fuera en una, no sé cómo decir, hike en español, caminar los cerros como un loco, por 2.5 millas, they wanted me to go on a 2.5 mile hike upward. That's right, on a steep grade, climbing up this mountain. Up this, it's not a hill, it was the foothills. It's a little mountain that we're climbing. And as I did this, everybody, y mientras que yo hice esto, hermanos, empecé a hacer esto, y yo no esperaba que tanto trabajo iba a ser. And please excuse all this noise that my car is making right now. I did not realize how much work this was going to be. Yo no realicé qué tanto trabajo que esto iba a hacer, hermanos, de caminar este cerro. Y empecé a caminar. Era como las 7:30 de la mañana. It was about 7:30 in the morning as I began to climb this mountain at a steep grade. De una subida, bastante el grado de subida. And I gotta tell you, I haven't done that in a while, in years. Yo no he hecho esto por años, hermanos, de caminar en un cerro con tanto grado en ese cerro, it was about 5 or 10 minutes in, I began to be out of breath. Y después de unos 5 o 10 minutos, hermanos, ya no estaba, ya estaba respirando como alguien que estaba corriendo un maratón. I felt like someone that I just ran a 1 or 2 mile marathon or 5-10 mile marathon as I'm climbing this steep grade of this hill. And after about 15, 20 minutes, I said, hey, are we ready to turn around? Después de 15, 20 minutos de caminar esto, yo le dije a mi amigo, ya estoy listo de regresar. Y él me dijo, no, look. Do you see that? That's the 1 mile marker. Y dijo, no, mira, ahí está el marcador de una milla. Apenas vamos caminando una milla. We just barely covering 1 mile. And we got a 5 mile hike today. Y él me dijo, y tenemos 5 millas que vamos a estar caminando. Well, the truth of the matter, it was going to be 2.5 miles up and 2.5 miles down, a total of 5 miles. La verdad es que iba a ser 2.5 millas para arriba y 2.5 millas para abajo. Un total de 5 millas, hermanos. And I'm sharing all this with you for a purpose. Estoy relatando todo con esto, con toda esta historia con ustedes, hermanos, por un propósito. So there we go. 1.5 miles. Una media mía. Y de repente, hermanos, algo empezó a pasar. Después de 1.5 millas, ya no estaba tan cansado. Ya no era tan duro. All of a sudden, after about 1.5 miles, everybody, I wasn't so tired. I wasn't that tired. My body kind of became acclimated, kind of used to this steep hike. Mi cuerpo de repente, hermanos, después de 1.5 millas, ya se empezó a acostumbrar a esta subidita. My body began to get kind of conditioned to this steep hike after about 1.5 miles. And after about 2 miles, I was feeling pretty good. Después de 2 millas, hermanos, me empecé a sentir un poco más mejor, más acostumbrado a esto. Please excuse me. I took another swig of water here just thinking about all this. Me tomé un poquito más de un traguito de agua, nomás pensando en esto, hermanos. And by the way, I did take a bottle of water on that hike. De todas maneras, sí me tomé una botella de agua en esta caminada, hermanos. And there we were after about 2 miles. Después de 2 millas, me sentí bien, hermanos. Y otra cosa, yo pude ver para abajo a la ciudad. Y qué bonito fue la vista de la ciudad. El valle de Claremont, el valle de Ontario, el valle de Chino. After about 2 miles, I was able to look down, everybody, and I was able to see down the valley of Claremont and the surrounding cities of Ontario and Chino. And what a beautiful sight it is when you're up there. Qué vista bonita cuando estamos allá arriba, hermanos, que no podemos ver cuando estamos abajo en el valle. We're not able to appreciate that beautiful sight, that beautiful view of the valley, unless you're up there on the mountain, everybody. You can't appreciate it if you're down in the valley. I hope you're picking up where I'm going with this. Espero que están recibiendo el mensaje y arabashata que estoy dando ahorita, que estoy explicando estos detalles, hermanos. So there we were. I was looking forward to the 2.5 mile marker. I was, but I was feeling good now. Yo estaba esperando ver el marcador de 2.5 millas, pero ya estaba sintiéndome muy bien. No estaba cansado. And sure enough, the 2.5 mile marker came up. Y un rato después, llegó el marcador de 2.5 millas. Y allí, yo y mi amigo nos paramos y empezamos a tomar un poquito de agua. And that's where me and my friend took a little break. We began to drink a little bit of water. We began to talk about this hike. It took about an hour, or over an hour, I believe. Yo creo que tomó más de una hora para llegar a ese punto, hermanos. Pero después de llegar a ese punto, but after getting to that 2.5 mile marker, everybody, I want you to know what a rewarding and satisfying feeling that I had. Yo tuve un sentimiento de una satisfacción, hermanos. Me sentí cansadito, Pero me sentí bien. Yes, I felt tired, everybody, but I felt good. I'm going to go ahead and go back to the scripture that we just read, everybody. Yo voy a regresar a la escritura que acabamos de leer. Y yo con el mayor placer gastaré lo mío. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. I thought of this verse after that hike. Pensé en esta escritura después de caminar esa montaña, hermanos. Because once I was at the top of that pinnacle, cuando yo llegué al lugar más alto de esa caminada, hermanos, yo pude mirar al valle. I could look down the valley and I could appreciate the fruits of my labor. Yo pude apreciar el fruto de mi labor, hermanos, cuando ya terminé esa caminada arriba de esa montaña. Everybody, I hope you realize what I'm talking about tonight. We are all working together. We're climbing a mountain together. Hermanos, todos nosotros que estamos aquí juntos, estamos trabajando juntos y estamos caminando esa montaña. Estamos caminando a esa montaña que a veces aparece algo muy duro, muy difícil, especialmente cuando no lo hemos hecho en mucho tiempo. Wow, I just got a text message. I'll share that in just a moment, Brother Miguel. That is awesome. What did I just say? Boy, okay, so what I was saying is we're climbing this mountain together, everybody. Estamos caminando esta montaña juntos, hermanos. Yarabashatai. Estamos caminando esta montaña juntos. And this was the thought. It can be a very hard and arduous and strenuous effort if you haven't done it for a while. Puede ser una cosa tan dura y tan difícil y tan complicada, especialmente cuando no lo hemos hecho en mucho tiempo. Y quiero que esperen un momentito. I want you all to hold on for just a moment. Okay, hermanos, tuve una interrupción. I had a little interruption here, but we're going forward. Y voy a seguir hablando. So, hermanos, puede ser muy duro y muy difícil cuando usted va a empezar a caminar esa montaña, paso tras paso, y está respirando profundamente. It could be hard to climb up that mountain, everybody, step after step, especially when you're going up that incline. And it's a steep grade, especially when you haven't done this type of work in a while, especialmente cuando usted no ha hecho este tipo de trabajo por mucho tiempo, pero cuando usted llega arriba de esa montaña, usted va a tener una satisfacción, va a tener un sentimiento tan bonito. When you get to the top of that pinnacle, everybody, of that 5 mile or 2 mile hike, whatever it might be, and of course I'm talking about the spiritual aspect now. When you get to the very top, you're going to have such a satisfaction. You're going to have such a good feeling of a job well done, of an accomplishment that you've reached. Because what we're talking about, everybody, is a mountain that we're climbing, a mountain called evangelism. Estoy hablando de la montaña del evangelismo. Cuando estamos trabajando juntos, y hermano Miguel y hermano Art, estamos ayudando a un Gustavo, y espero que Gustavo esté en la línea ahorita. We're talking about the mountain of evangelism. And for example, a brother Miguel and a brother Art who are helping a young Gustavo who was just baptized last night in the name of Jesus. You're going to feel such a satisfaction, such a good feeling of accomplishment when you've helped that young man climb up that mountain and he's been baptized in the name of Jesus. You're going to be feeling so good, everybody, when you've helped this young man to reach that new pinnacle in his life. Cuando ustedes le han ayudado a un joven Gustavo llegar
arriba de esa montaña y ustedes han hecho su parte en ayudarle a él a bautizarse. And I'm going to just interrupt right now, Brother Art, Brother McGill, if you can text Gustavo the dial-in code, just in case he's not on the call, hermano Gustavo y Miguel y este Art, si usted puede mandar un mensaje al hermano Gustavo para que él esté en esta llamada, pues si posiblemente él no esté en esa llamada ahorita. So that's what I'm talking about tonight, what the Apostle Paul talked about, lo que habló el Apóstol Pablo about being spent for the kingdom of God, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Y yo con el mayor placer gastaré lo mío, y aún yo mismo me gastaré del todo por amor de vuestras almas. Aunque amándoos más, sea amado yo menos. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Are you feeling that, everybody? ¿Están recibiendo esto, hermanos? Hermano Víctor, lo que usted está haciendo es que yo me voy a gastar a mí mismo, aunque yo sea amado menos. Aleluya. Brother Vic, what you're really telling me is that I'm going to be spent and I'm going to give more of myself to people and to souls, even though that means that I be loved less myself. Even though that means that I be given less myself. Yes, that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is saying here. Ese es precisamente lo que el Apóstol Pablo está diciendo, hermanos. Que aunque yo dé más para las almas, aunque yo dé más para el evangelismo, yo voy a recibir menos amor. Even though I give myself more to the souls, I give myself more to evangelism, I'm going to be given less love myself. I'm going to be given less myself. Does that mean that I'm going to be given less recognition? Yes. La gente no me va a reconocer a mí mismo por lo que yo estoy así, arabashata, ya siento el Espíritu Santo. I feel the Holy Ghost is saying this. That means that I'm going to receive less recognition myself. Yo voy a recibir menos reconocimiento yo mí mismo por todo el trabajo que yo estoy haciendo. For all the work that I'm doing, the people, I'm going to be recognized less. That is exactly right, because that's not what we're after. Now are we, everyone? Porque eso no es lo que estamos buscando, el reconocimiento, mi español. Que la gente nos reconozca por nuestras obras. Precisamente, hermanos, no estamos buscando eso de la gente. We're not looking for that of the people. But I can tell you this, the Lord knows it all. El Señor lo ve todo. Y el Señor nos va a dar un premio muy grande un día. And the Lord is going to give us a great prize. One day, everybody. So we don't have to worry about that right now. No tenemos que preocuparnos de eso ahorita, hermanos. Pero sabemos que el Señor nos tiene una corona preparados. Hallelujah. We know that the Lord has a crown prepared for us one day. Oh, and we're going to cast those crowns at His feet in return. Y nosotros vamos a tirar esas coronas a los pies del Señor Jesucristo. Un día, one day. Praise God, gloria a Dios. Bueno, let me try to get back on track. Quiero tratar de ponerme de regreso a de lo que estamos hablando ahorita, hermanos. Estamos trabajando juntos. We are working together. Estamos empujando juntos. We are pushing together. Y estamos peleando juntos. And we are fighting together. You know, it's funny, we've talked, in evangelism, en el evangelismo, and you know, this kind of sums up everything we've been talking about in the last several weeks. Esto, es la, where's my Spanish? Mama, where's my Spanish one where I need oh my goodness, Brother Vic is tongue-tied here. Este es el resultado. This is the result of everything we've been talking about in the last few weeks. We talked about putting the whole armor of God. We are in a spiritual warfare. Estamos peleando una batalla espiritual y el Señor nos está dando los armamentos para poder pelear juntos. And we're talking about working together in unity with the unfeigned love of the brethren. Estamos hablando de trabajar juntos uno con el otro y tener un amor puro, un amor humilde, un amor sencillo uno para el otro para que podamos tener más unidad, because that's how we're going to develop true unity, like Brother Alcantar preached last week. De eso predicó el hermano Alcantar la semana pasada. And that's what's going to result in great evangelism. Y eso va a resultar en un evangelismo poderoso, fuerte y grande entre nosotros, hermanos. Pero hoy, esta noche, estamos hablando de caminar esa montaña juntos. But tonight we're talking about hiking that mountain, climbing that mountain together, and coming to the top of that mountain and enjoying the fruits of our labor, that satisfaction, knowing that what we've worked together, sabiendo que después de caminar esa montaña juntos, hermanos, cuando lleguemos todos juntos a esa montaña, arriba de esa montaña, vamos a poder ver el valle. We're going to be able to look down that valley and enjoy the fruits of our labor, y poder tener un gozo por el fruto de nuestro labor, hermanos. ¿Y de qué estamos hablando? And what are we talking about? Well, I'm going to get specific. Vamos a hablar específicamente. Ya vimos nuestro hermano Gustavo bautizarse en el nombre de Jesús anoche. We're beginning to see the fruits of our labor and seeing our brother Gustavo baptized in the name of Jesus last night. And I want you to know he called me about an hour ago or so. El Gustavo me llamó hace una hora o más. Y vieron oído el gozo en su voz. So I wish you would all would have heard the joy in his voice. Brother Vic, listen, I'm heading to the church right now because I'm going to pray. He said, hermano Víctor, ahorita yo estoy caminando a la iglesia, vos estás manejando a la iglesia porque voy a empezar a orar ahorita en la iglesia. You see, he's got a new look on life. He's got a new lease on life. Él tiene un nuevo préstamo en la vida, por decir. Él ya tiene una nueva esperanza en la vida. He has a new hope, a new future, a new life. He's got something good to look forward to. If you all would have met him with me over 2.5 months ago, si ustedes lo hubieran conocido hace dos y medio meses cuando él vino a la iglesia, y hubieran visto sus ojos, if you would have seen his eyes, there was a sadness, a desperation. Él tenía una tristeza, hermanos. Una tristeza y una desesperación. Estaba desesperado porque tenía un temor, un miedo que posiblemente él no iba a vivir otro día, otra semana. It was this sadness, it was more of than a sadness. It was almost a fear, a terror that perhaps he wasn't going to live another week or another month, everybody. We don't know what people are going through. No sabemos lo que la gente está tratando. But right now, he is so excited. He has such a joy that's coming out of his eyes, that's coming out of his countenance. Él tiene un gozo que está saliendo de sus ojos, de su rostro ahorita, hermanos. Porque el Señor ya le dio la entrada a su reino. Because the Lord has already opened the doors of his kingdom to Gustavo, and now he's ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Y ahora él está listo de recibir el Espíritu Santo. Please excuse me while I took a drink of water. Perdónme cuando tomé un traguito de agua. And I told him, Gustavo, this is just the beginning. The Holy Ghost is on the way. Yo le dije a él que el Espíritu Santo ya viene en camino. Ya viene en camino el Espíritu Santo. I didn't tell him that you're going to get the Holy Ghost. I said the Holy Ghost is on the way. Yo no le dije que iba a recibir el Espíritu Santo pronto. No, en un futuro. Yo le dije el Espíritu Santo ya viene en camino. And I likened it unto a dove that the Lord has sent from his throne. I said it's like if the Lord has sent a dove from his throne in heaven. It's already on the way. It's carrying the Holy Ghost. And it's on the way. It's on the way to you. And I wanted to get that visual. Le dije, es como que si el Señor mandó una palomita de su trono en el cielo, y esa palomita está cargando, está trayendo el Espíritu Santo a ti, Gustavo. Ya viene en camino. I wanted him to get the visual that it's on the way. I hope you're getting this, everybody. Espero que están recibiendo este tema, este pensamiento, todos que están en el teléfono esta noche. Y ustedes le pueden decir esto a su gente que usted está tratando. You can share this with the people that you're working with. Hey, Your miracle is on its way. Your salvation is on its way. Your healing is on its way. The Holy Ghost is on its way. Su sanidad está ya en camino. Su salvación ya viene en camino. Su rescate ya viene en camino. El Espíritu Santo ya viene en camino para usted y para su familia. It's on the way for you. And for your family, everybody, I hope you're feeling this anointing. Espero que estás sintiendo este ungimiento y de lo que estoy hablando esta noche. And the last thing I want to talk about, la última cosa, y ya se está terminando el tiempo, es lo que está pasando con De Antoine. I believe Miguel and Jessica have already brought some goodies over to his house this week. Miguel y Jessica ya traen ciertas cosas con De Antoine. Yo sé que quién más, Christine ha mandado cosas. Sister Christine has already sent some things to De Antoine. I believe that Sister Cindy and Sister Alina have already sent some goodies to them and to the kids. Yaravashatai. Hermana Cindy y Alina ya han mandado ciertas cosas a De Antoine y a su familia, y especialmente a los niños. Cindy really had a burden. I'm tongue-tied here tonight, everybody. I'm sorry. Cindy had a burden to bring pillows to those kids. Cindy tenía un deseo que sus niños tenían almohadas para que pudieran descansar sus cabecitas. Think about that. Everybody, think about the things that we take for granted. Las cosas que nosotros tomamos y no nos fijamos de ciertas cosas. Una almohada para poder descansar bien. Just a pillow so that a child could rest their head and get a good night's rest. Everybody, we need to take this into consideration and think about people that cannot get a good night's rest for whatever reason. We need to pray for them if they're suffering with pain or they just don't have a bed to sleep on. Posiblemente alguien no tenga una camita en cual pueden descansar su cabecita, o si están sufriendo con dolor y no pueden descansar bien, hay que estar orando por esta gente. And in this case, Sister Cindy wanted to make sure that they had pillows and blankets. Hermana Cindy quería asegurar que tuvieran almohadas y cobijas para que pudieran descansar bien. So Cindy y Alina mandaron cosas. Cindy and Alina brought some things. And then Sister Teresa and her husband Chris came today and delivered some things. Hermana Teresa Sanders y su esposo Chris trajeron cosas hoy también. ¿Y quién más? ¿Quién más? ¿Había alguien más? There was someone else. Who did I mention? Miguel, Jessica, y Cindy, Alina, Teresa, and Chris, Christine. And I think there was someone else. Art and Lisa are bringing some things. Art y Lisa están trayendo cosas también. There's a group effort that's taking place. Varios que están trayendo cosas. And here, I'm going to read some text because I'm almost out of time. Brother Miguel said, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." This was my verse yesterday, brother. Este fue el versículo que hermano Miguel leyó ayer, y as you can see, it goes in line with the verse that I read today. For which cause we faint not. What are we talking about? In being spent for the kingdom of God. In being spent in evangelism. En gastarnos a nosotros mismos. Yaravashatai. En gastarnos a nosotros mismos por el servicio del Señor y en el evangelismo de las almas. A ver, ¿qué más tenemos? Sister Jessica sent a prayer request. I received a prayer request for a 10-year-old girl who threatens suicide if her parents do not get back together. Wow. Wow. Let me see if I can work on this for just a moment. Everyone, bear with me for just a moment. And Sister Jessica mentioned this to us. Yaravashata. We're going to pray about this in just a moment. Vamos a orar todos juntos por esta necesidad. Hermana Jessica nos mandó un mensaje que una niña de 10 años está ahorita tratando de suicidarse si sus papás no se juntan de nuevo. What a request. What a situation. And she mentioned this to us the other night in prayer. Let me see. I found out that yesterday the mom got into... and I found out that yesterday the mom got into a car accident and she walked away, and the family gives credit Oh, she was able to walk away from that car accident. The family is giving credit to God for having his hand on her. Her car was totaled. We sometimes do not know what all is involved when we pray, but I believe our prayer for that family covered her mom yesterday. Ma Hermana Jessica está diciendo que la mamá de esa niñita estuvo en un accidente hoy, este día, y su carro fue completamente, totalmente destruido, pero ella pudo caminar en su propia fuerza de ese accidente, y la familia está dando crédito al Señor por las oraciones que ya estamos haciendo por esa mujer. Vamos a estar orando por esa niña de 10 años. We're going to be praying for that 10-year-old little girl. I'm already beginning to feel the burden right now. Hermano Art dice, all we do is for the glory of God. Praise God. Hermano Art dijo que todo lo que hacemos es por la gloria de Dios. Yarabashatai. Mama from San Diego, Mama Elisa writes, John chapter 3, verse 30, he must increase and I must decrease. El Señor tiene que crecer en nosotros y nosotros vamos a ser rebajados. The Apostle Paul said, we will not be appreciated, but it's okay. It's written. Ella dijo que el apóstol Pablo dijo que no nos van a apreciar, pero está bien, ya está escrito. Amén. Hermanos, vamos a unirnos todos ahorita. Everybody, we've already hit the 8 o'clock marker. We're going to go ahead and pray for this little girl, this 10-year-old girl who's threatening suicide if her parents don't come together. Vamos a orar por esta niñita de 10 años de edad que está diciendo que se va a suicidar si sus papás no se unen de nuevo. Y la mamá ya fue rescatada hoy de ese accidente. And the mama of that girl has already been rescued from a serious car accident in which the car was totaled. Everybody, I'm going to go, and her name is Carenza, is her name. Her name is Carenza. Su nombre es Carenza. Everybody, go ahead and begin to lift up your voice in prayer right now as we close this call. Levanten sus voces en la oración ahorita, hermanos. And I'm going to go ahead and open this call. Voy a abrir esta llamada ahorita a todos, hermanos. Quiero que todos oigan. Quiero que todos oigan la llamada. I want to make sure that everyone is on the call.
You
oh.
And I have already opened up the line, and you are already praying together right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you see the voices that are being lifted up to you in prayer right now. Señor, usted ve las voces que están levantadas en la oración ahorita. We're praying for Carenza. Estamos orando por Carenza, una Yarabashatai, una niña de 10 años de edad, a little 10-year-old girl who is threatening suicide. Lord Jesus, we're praying in the name of Jesus. Estamos orando en el nombre de Jesús, que usted la cubra a ella, that you'd cover that little girl, Lord Jesus, and that you'd begin to unite her parents, que usted empiece a reunir a sus padres, a sus papás, Señor Jesús, para que no haga divorcio, para lo contrario, que entre su salvación en esa situación. Instead of a divorce, we want your salvation to begin to unite this family and for them to begin to receive your salvation in the name of Jesus. En el nombre de Jesús estamos orando por fe. Y estamos orando que usted siga guiando a Gustavo y a De Antoine. We're praying that you would continue to guide Gustavo and De Antoine, Lord Jesus, in your path of salvation, en su camino de la salvación. En el nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus, we're praying, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y amen. Hallelujah. Everybody, we've already passed the 8 p.m. marker. Well, I'm going to remind you about our Saturday morning evangelism at 11 a.m. Les quiero recordar de nuestro evangelismo a las 11 de la mañana este sábado. Los vamos a ver todos ahí juntos. We want to see everybody there. And please continue to pray for the great evangelism and revival that the Lord, the door of revival and evangelism that the Lord has already opened up for us. Sigan orando por esta puerta que el Señor ha abierto de evangelismo y de avivamiento para nuestra iglesia. Con eso dicho, Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Sounds like we hear Elisa from San Diego already. God bless you, Sister Elisa, and God bless everybody else that is on the line. En el nombre de Jesús, God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.